Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arian. Welcome, everybody, around the world. And tonight, we call once again for the resignation of Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York, and with good cause. For the last couple of weeks, or at least for the last week, longer than that, we at Inner Sight have reached out to the governor and made it clear we weren't trying to bash him, we weren't trying to prejudge him, we weren't trying to say that he's guilty. You know, he's going to get whatever happened. If there's any kind of charges brought against him, he's going to get a fair trial. Now, that's a lot more than millions of us get who are disabled. I mean, there's so many examples of that. I'm going to use myself as one. The governor is lucky because he's been accused, yes, but he's going to get his chance to disprove that. A blind person denied a guide dog has no chance to prove that. There's no law, no regulation. And then if you learn to train your dog on your own, the schools that are supposed to help you interfere with your dog's medical. At the Animal Medical Center, they have a fund, but they're only in with certain schools. So the governor doesn't know how lucky he is. You know, he's been his life has been, shall we say, disrupted. But it's not disrupted to the point where his safety is taken away from him and he has no rights. Okay, his safety is not in jeopardy. So he's going to get a fair trial. He's going to get lawyers. He's going to get the right to present evidence and all that he's, you know, innocent. That alone, he should be grateful for. Now, in the past week, yours truly has reached out to Andrew Cuomo. I called again today. I called last week. I spoke to the same person, and she was very nice, and she. I got the definite feeling. I'm not going to mention her name. I don't want to get the woman in trouble. I got the definite feeling that she would like to see the governor help. And she told me something today which really bothered me. She says, oh, I'm not allowed to talk to the governor. I said, well, how, if you get phone calls about people who have trouble and how are you supposed to relate this to the governor? So I asked to speak to one of his top aides to try to get the message across. And I'll tell you what that message was in a minute. Try to get the message across. And she said, hold on, I'm going to see if I can get somebody for you. And I believe she tried. They put her off, put her down. They switched me to the health commissioner's office. And they knew. They knew what the issue was. I could tell by the way they were talking. You know, you have to talk to us. You know, so right away they said we were told to switch you to the legal department. I said, I don't want to talk to the legal department. So they switched me in there. The phone rings. Somebody picks up, and right away, you know, they. Right away, they wanted me to talk to some lawyer. I said, I don't want to talk to a lawyer.
Good.
You know, we're not interested in legal stuff. This is not a legal matter. You know, this is a matter of helping people and trying to do the right thing. So anyway, I hung up on them. They hung up on me. And this was our second attempt directly to try to communicate with the governor. Now, the message was, when I called last week, I gave it to them, and they knew what it was when I called today. Yeah. The message was...
Hold it.
The message was, we want the governor to please help us get as many people out of the nursing homes as we can. We don't know. I told him, I said, I don't know if the governor's guilty, or I'm not judging him, and I'm not calling up to bash him. I'm calling up so that maybe we could possibly get together and help these people. And then I related a couple of things, you know, the death of Rosie, and the with Maureen's mom on the wrong program for all those years. That was the message last week.
Yeah.
And she said that the woman, the nice lady, said she would try her best to get it to the governor. Obviously, she couldn't. They wouldn't let her. So there you have it, what took place. You know, I mean, I think it's outrageous that a politician, you know, thinks that they're above people. Now, I explained to them that I wasn't going to carry on and rant and rave at this guy. And you know, I told him I was an old friend of his dad. You know, and I told a little bit about that, how Mario saved my life, and he did. But to no avail. You know, now I was told today by my the senior senator's office, Senator Boyle, I was told today that the governor is not talking to anyone. I mean, how can you be governor if you're not talking to anyone?
Exactly. How could he not even talk to the Senate or the
horrible. I can't understand a word you're saying. It's all gobbled. You got to fix
that. That's fine. You know what that is?
I don't know what it is, but it's all gobbled up.
No, it's me gobbled up. I had dental work.
No. It's not. It's the phone. It sounds like the phone. And you sound so far away.
Is that better?
Dial back in. I think you got a bad.
It was hard. No, it was hard getting in back.
Bad connection.
I'll try again. You might not get me for the rest of the show. That's going to be hard.
Well, that's what you got to try to dial back in. It's all gobbled.
I'll try, but like I said, I it gave me a difficulty getting in.
Anyway, inner sight.
I'll try.
And you know, we reached out to Governor Cuomo because we care about the people in nursing homes and the programs that don't work. The programs that take too long to kick in, you know, and we'll go into that some more. And I want to thank Daniel at the Long Island Coalition for helping us with our news release. And Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue. You want a great dog? Adopt an Akita. My dog was amazing today. She had to work a truck backing up on the highway. I don't know what they were up to or what they were trying to do. You know, but this truck was backing up, and I'm walking on the highway, where the part of the highway where it's not closed in.
Oh.
I don't know why they didn't put a wall there. Some of it was protected by a railing, but then when you keep walking, it's open. It's not closed in. And this truck is backing up onto this part. So my dog, I mean, I just held on to her for life, and I'm still here. Piggies, PaquitaRescue.org, 609-388-7004. You want to dial them up. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. So adopt an Akita. Hey, Mr. Kennedy Realty, one of our friends, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. Want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info? Call Mr. Kennedy. All right. Now, how about the Able News? You got the Able News?
But I might sound like a drunk person because of my tooth. I'll try.
Able News.
Okay. Able News. Able is for, by, and about the disabled. Oh, God. It sounds horrible. But anyway, for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free, oh God, subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Don't forget to sign our petitions, change.org,
yes.
The one on the nursing homes kill people, title of it,
mm-hmm.
And the other one on the service dog situation.
You know,
let's see,
Frank,
some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Truro Law Center, Beccaro's Italian Tavern, some of the friends who have helped us in the past. So we remember.
I was looking at the petitions today, right? And I noticed something that, you know, you get supporters, people who donate, you know, to help your cause. Then you get petition signers. And I just was looking at that. And then I noticed something on the petition. I was like, oh, yeah, you have a couple of petitions, but if you sign, if you want a petition to, like, say, close out or something, it's not going to officially go away. That's the issue. So I sat down and I'm looking at this thing. I'm like, this isn't going to go away. It's always going to be.
What isn't going to go away?
Remember I told you that we had like five petitions and only two are active? Well, those petitions that are there are not going to, they're closed, don't go away. I didn't realize that. So I
just
want to let
them,
you know. Though? Yeah, they do.
Can't we remove them? I don't know why.
They're there as completed. They're there as completed. So just need to let you know.
I don't know, but we let people know the two petitions,
right,
are the ones.
The two active ones
are important.
The guide dog one and the nursing home recent one. Yep.
Yeah.
One that in a coma that I haven't updated to say that she passed away, which I'm going to shortly when I get the whatever article we have.
All right. In a site, Nobody Starves on Long Island, my buddy Gary. Dog food, cat food, medical.
Yeah.
You can give Gary a call, 631-484-3085, and he'd be glad to help you on the animal food.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. All the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them. Take care of them. Let's see. Corey, Avante, little Tommy, and Ollie, and all the others that we recall. Go an extra mile for a child. That's the inner sight.
Man,
saying,
that's for damn sure.
Reminding you to go out of your way to help children. Yeah, so to get back to this business, there are numerous reasons why the governor should resign. Now, I'm not totally into impeaching him, because now they gotta spend money to do that.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, no.
I'd like to see the people in the nursing homes get help first.
Yeah, I know.
And then, if you're going to take some legal action, go ahead and do it. But see, they always do it the wrong way. They did the same thing to President Trump, and they got nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So they wasted all that money when people need help.
I know.
But now there are numerous reasons why Governor Cuomo should resign. He's not serving the people, not only with the nursing home thing. It's everything else.
Yeah, no.
It's the horrible system. It's the non-accessibility of the system and no enforcement. It's the fact that you can't even get safety in trying to put up a walk signal that you can read when you're disabled. You know, all these things and more.
Stand up.
The governor is ultimately responsible for all this.
Right.
You know, he didn't look at the whole picture and say, "Hey, is everybody safe?" You know?
Nope.
A blind person denied a guide dog, or a person denied a service dog, has no rights. And the agencies are using us to make all that money. He hasn't done a damn thing about that. How many times I've asked him to help me get my dog's medical, you know, set up a meeting with the animal medical. He never did anything about that.
Nope, he didn't.
So it's numerous reasons. And then, of course, the nursing home business is the icing on the cake. I mean, that's got to be the worst
what
he did there. Allowing people to go in there with the virus and making things worse and complicating everything. And all these programs, three different ones, which is really a waste of money. There should only be one program.
Yeah.
You know, look at all the money they waste on hiring people, office buildings, and now they can't even use those office buildings. You see?
I know.
Look at all that money that was wasted. Most people work from home.
They could convert all those office buildings, if it were up to me, to housing, period. They should.
2,000 what? What are you talking about?
I said they should convert every single one of those housing units. I mean, those office buildings into housing units. They should.
Well, that's one thing, but they ought to sell them or do whatever they're going to do and use the money to help people get out of these nursing homes.
Yes, that too.
You know? Get some enforcement in here on accessibility.
Yeah.
Put up a lobby in Washington so people can't take our money away.
Yeah.
You know, the governor has done nothing about that.
Yeah.
So all these reasons and more, you know, and of course the fact that he's been accused of abusing women, that's an issue for the court.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if he's guilty of that or not. I'm not gonna prejudge. But as I said at the outset of the show, he's lucky. He doesn't know how lucky he is that he can get his day in court.
Yeah, we don't have
us
that day. Right? Especially with guide dogs. I don't know why they eliminated that.
They allow people
to
get away with it. You know?
Yeah.
There's always a way to do something if you really want to do it.
Sure.
I found that out. You know, they really want to do it and help people, they can find a way to do it.
That they can.
So, you know, there should be, you know, maybe, okay, if there's no law, what about an official committee, you know, of some powerful citizens, you know, demanding why the person was denied the dog, you know, and then, you know, taking a vote maybe, well, we don't agree with the school. We're going to help this person get a dog. You see? Something like that. I mean, no, it wouldn't be a law, but it would be better than nothing.
Yeah.
Maybe it would lead to a law.
Yeah.
You know, and if they said to the school, well, look, if you insist upon training this person and not giving them the dog, you know, and claiming that they shouldn't have the dog, and there's no law and you're not licensed, we're going to publicize that because we believe that this person was done a great injustice. So you need something. You need some kind of powerful force to balance this damn thing because it's all one-sided. I'm not saying that every person would be right and, you know, that's not it. But you need a balancing mechanism in there. And that's what the governor should have done. You know, and he didn't. He didn't do a damn thing about it. And it's just another blow against those of us who are disabled. And the other thing, why didn't he get the agencies to start raising money to help us? You know, people, all the ADAPT and Disabled in Action, all that, always complaining that there wasn't enough money, more money, more money. Well, the governor, the budget, you know, why didn't he reach out to the agencies and say, hey, you got to start helping these people? We can't do it all, and we shouldn't do it all. You know, he didn't do that. Another thing that he has failed us in standing by and trying to find other ways to help those of us who are disabled. I can't think of one creative thing that he did. He should quit. He should resign. Let somebody else come in there, probably the lieutenant. I don't even know who the lieutenant governor is, but it's just horrible that he won't even respond. Even when somebody calls up and they want to try to help him. Because that's what we did. You know, we expressed ourselves in such a way to say, look, you know, let's get as many people out of these nursing homes as we can. Let's join us in a news conference. We don't have to say anything about anything that's going on. You know, as a matter of fact, I've told the receptionist on the phone, I said, I would stand up for Andrew Cuomo if he did that. You know, and I would tell him, look, you think he's guilty? Prove it. Or shut up. You know, you wait for the... You've got the system. Let it work. He wouldn't even talk to us. So we tried. We reached out. We tried. We tried when he was on all those news conferences.
Yeah, I have so many tries to get in touch with him. I'm going to gather them together and I'll send them out.
We tried through his senior Senator Boyle.
Yeah.
To reach out and to no avail. All right, 213-816-1650, the phone number. And if you call in, what is your reason? Do you think the governor should resign? You have a reason? We'd like to hear it.
We have Maureen waiting.
On InnerSight. I know Maureen has a reason.
Yeah. You want me to...
Yeah, and now a little point, by the way. When the guest calls in, let them talk. Don't jump all over them. You got to stop that. Let the
I
guest
like
talk.
I like to jump the jack.
You listen to them talk, and then you say what you got to say. The guest, you know, because when the guest calls in, I noticed you jump in and two people talking at once. You got to let the guests have it. There are
Amen.
Guests. All right, InnerSight. Maureen from Queens.
All right, here's Maureen.
Live on InnerSight.
Hi, guys. Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello, Maureen.
Hi.
How you doing?
If I missed the beginning, I'm sorry, Sagan. Sagan.
No, I said hi, Maureen.
I'm okay. You guys, how are you doing?
Well, I was stuck on my wheelchair list before I came on the show.
You didn't feel good?
I don't even know if I have one to go out of the house, so we'll see.
What? I didn't hear what?
My wheelchair lift. I don't know if I'm going to have one.
Oh, okay. God. Oh. Well, I missed the first part because I was hanging up from my mom, so I missed the first couple minutes. What? You didn't get anywhere with the goat?
No.
Frank?
I tried
no.
to call again today.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And they pushed me over to the legal department,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they said...
That must be busy, legal department.
I don't know. But they said I'd have to talk to the legal... I said, this is not a legal call. I'm not
right.
going to
yeah.
talk about,
mm-hmm.
talk to lawyers.
Right.
So they put me over. But that's all right.
Maybe
I found out.
On. He ain't going to resign. We know that because he's too arrogant to resign.
Gonna
so he's
to
never going
to
resign. They're going to have to get
right.
him out. That's the only
right.
way he's going to go. And like they said today, if he drags on, how long has this been going on? First of all, the sex thing, okay, if it's true, if it's not true, I don't know. I mean, that has to be proven. But
right.
the nursing homes, definitely, that should be front and foremost in investigating. There were people that
you
died.
Know what? You know it's going to be the other way around. I have that really sad feeling that if they're going to investigate the sex thing and all the nursing home things that the atrocities that he did are not going to be recognized, and this thing is going to keep going unless we put our foot down and say, hey, listen, wake up. This is what the governor did, and this has to be taken care of.
No. Well, you know, another reason why they're putting this sex thing first and foremost over the nursing home, which, I mean, what he did was bad enough, but then he did try to cover it up. That's even, you know, worse because, okay, you figure, well, I mean, he had to know he was going to, that people would die when you put people with a deadly virus in. But then he covered it up. And so did the other people in his what would you say?
Here's
his administration.
Here's the sad thing.
Yeah, but also remember, politicians don't care about us. You see?
That's
of course
right.
not.
They don't give
that's
a damn
sad.
About us.
No.
Sad thing.
So they're not really
there
that interested
people.
In the nursing home situation.
Well, yeah. he's not.
There's some people. I'm sorry. Go on.
He doesn't want people out. Let's face it. He wanted
right.
the people in, even during the pandemic.
Right.
That's how the money is. That's how the money goes. That's why
it's
the
not only
that president.
Let me say something. It's not only that. What it is that they're using the old-fashioned triage system. And you know what? I don't right now think that that's the best way to handle people who are our elders at this point. So you're using the old-fashioned triage system. So somebody, say, for example, is an elderly person.
Well, you better tell people what that is because I have no idea what you're talking about.
I am. Okay. A triage system is, for example, I was just about to tell. a triage system is, say for example, you go, you're on a scene of an accident, or you go into the emergency room. They treat the people who are the worst last, and they treat the people who are in a predicament that they can improve first. So the people who are elderly, of course, because they have got shorter lifespan, or people who have pre-existing conditions, of course they're going to be treated last. So they're using it in a
triage
format.
Well, everybody in the nursing home is worse.
Right. Because they do it that way. They make it that way. I'll bet you, in certain circumstances, some seniors, before they went into a nursing home, had better health than the staff that was taking care of them.
Oh, most people did.
Mm-hmm.
And
my mom wasn't
that.
Sitting in a wheelchair at home all day or in bed, and she had 10 toes, and she didn't have a hole in her stomach.
Right.
She only got those in the nursing
home.
There
you go. That's right. So
not only that, but money is the reason he didn't put them in to the ship that President Trump gave, to the Javits Center,
money with
to the other pop-up facilities, and also not to mention the fact that how many hospitals did he close within how many years? St. John's in Queens, the heart of Queens, where so many people live, closed.
St. Vincent's
in Manhattan, downtown.
Right.
So many people closed. Right. What was the other one? Parkview, Parkway over here in Queens?
Yep, Park something in Queens. That was a big hospital.
I
worked for that hospital.
St. Luke's, I think?
Yeah.
How many? I mean, he closed how many? If he hadn't closed all those, in the first place, he would have had how many more hospitals for people? I mean, that's St. John's. That was there when I was a kid. I don't know how many more years before that it was there. It's in the heart of Queens. And it's close. I mean, and for condos. For condos, really? We need more condos? There are more condos than I don't know what.
Certainly we need more low-cost living, more than condos.
How many people, from the hospitals went into the nursing homes. We don't have a statistic on that, do we?
We don't have any statistics.
Biden, I think, has given the okay for nursing homes to open. This Center for Medicare, Medicaid, I was told, too, is looking because so many people, it has been bad emotionally for the residents and for the families, I guess. So they're trying to start to get things moving along and opening. Because this has just truly been a horror. So I heard that today, that Biden, I think, gave the okay. March 18th, well, that's today. Or it was the Center for Medicare and Medicaid put out today or yesterday. So, I mean, this has just been... You know, and like I say, there's so many, so many different, what would you say, scenarios with this whole thing. What? Who knows what's what anymore? And if I find out that a lot of this was, you know, could have been avoided or could have been done differently, and I missed out on a year of my mom's life, a year plus, and you missed out on your mom, Suzanne, and, politics or whatever the gain was for this whole thing, you know, it's going to be really disgusting to find out things like that.
The governor owes everybody, every residence in the nursing home, an apartment and the money that was taken from them. And he should make up for that, whether he resigns or not. And that's what we tried to get him to do, and he wouldn't even hear us.
He could take some of the proceeds from his fairy tale book of how wonderful he was doing. He could take the proceeds from the Cuomo fairy tales, like the Grimm's fairy tales. He was the Cuomo fairy tale.
Yeah.
He could take the profits from that. And those posters that he made, really, with his daughter and the boyfriend and all that crap.
I mentioned that when I was talking to his office last week.
What'd they say?
They said they would try to tell him, but the girl wasn't allowed to.
What about the book? I missed the book.
Yeah, about the whole thing, the whole reason why we called. She wasn't allowed to talk to the governor. She works in the office.
He's an egomaniac. He's a... I don't even know what you'd call him. How could, in the midst of a pandemic, when you're supposed to be doing the best for your state, and we know he did the worst for his state, how could you find the time to sit down and write a book? And first of all, the pandemic was still going on. It's not like it was over and he did this wonderful job that he thinks he did in his own mind. How could you possibly have the conscience enough to write a book while people were getting sick and dying and families were being separated? How could you have that conscience to write a book?
He probably had a ghost.
That was full of lies anyway.
I don't think he wrote it.
No, I don't think he did it at all. But you know what? I think the reason why he did it, he needed a what it called, money for a defense fund. That's what I think.
Well, you know, there's so many agencies. And when you stop and think, what in this country is actually good and working for the right way to work for people? You know what I mean? I mean, my mom was in the wrong program. That guy's got... What do these agencies do good for people? Or any kind of anything that you want to go see if they'd help for people? What does any of it do? Nothing. They do good for themselves. For themselves, they do great. You know?
Yeah.
But when it comes time to helping people, what do they do for the people? Nothing.
Yeah.
You know, really. I mean,
agency
how long
comes
have I
first.
Been trying to get my... I'm sorry.
Yeah, it does.
The agency comes first before the person who they're supposed to service.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sad, too.
It's all very sad. The Lighthouse for the Blind never helped me. The Commission for the Blind never helped me. Any other blind anything never helped me. I mean... What do these, look at the guide school dog, the school for the dogs, the guide dogs. What is that? They don't do anything for people much.
No.
Right? I mean, you have to pay
they
for the medical.
They provide a dog to the people who they see in their own eyes that will, you know, be the one who is going to, you know, be in their own eyes, provide them money and things. You know?
Say that again, Susan.
I said that they provide people dogs who will provide the money, I think. Or get them to the money, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I think.
You know, everything is for an alternate universe of, what would you say, for their benefit. You know what I mean?
It always is.
It all boils down to things go back to help them, not the real people who need the help. You know what I mean? And it's very sad, very sad. But the people who need help don't get it. You know, they really don't.
Hey,
and
tomorrow night we got the funnies here. Don't forget. Tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Let me remind people, television, Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, channel 23 on the Spirit Channel, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 11 o'clock Wednesday night. Tonight we were on Long Island cable all over the island, Altice, 7:30 on our reruns. So there's the schedule on television. We're still on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything else, Maureen?
Yeah, I was just going to say, too, you know why they're putting the sex thing ahead of the nursing home? Because if they go after him for the nursing homes, they also have to go after the guy in Jersey, Murphy, the guy in California, the governor in California, the one in Michigan, and those three other or four other Democratic states that followed the same thing that our wonderful governor did.
Right.
So that's why the sex thing is being put ahead of the nursing home also.
I think they
have to get them out too.
Yeah, but I think also it's easier to get somebody on that, you know? It's just easier to get somebody on a sex charge than it is on that nursing home, Isha.
Well,
that's
thousands of people died. That has to come first and foremost, to be investigated first and foremost.
Oh, I think
then
so,
the other can be investigated.
I tell you, because people don't care about the disabled and the elderly, that's why it's going to be a harder thing to get people to care about. No.
All right, we're gonna move on.
People should care because one day they have to realize they're gonna be elderly and maybe not disabled, maybe so. So they have to realize that has to come first. You know?
Yeah.
So.
I know.
All right, guys, take care.
I'm with you, but I know how, unfortunately, these stupid things work now.
I know. You know all too well too, Suzanne. I know you're calling.
Right.
Yep. Yeah.
I have one thing to say to thank you, Maureen. I have one thing to say to all of these politicians who didn't do their job and didn't help the people, the residents of these nursing homes, no matter where it was in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a quote from the Bible, the Holy Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's one of the Psalms where God says, vengeance is mine, I will repay. So beware, Governor, you and all the others. You violated the law of God. I believe it. And you're going to have to answer for it sooner or later, as we all have to answer.
That's
but
right.
There you have that saying that is so true. You know, you see, I believe inner sight is very spiritual. I believe in us calling him and reaching out to him. We were giving him a chance. And by the way, I'm still willing to give him a chance. I haven't given up. You know, I'm not going to call him anymore. He'd have to call me now. But I'm still willing to acknowledge the governor and get as many people out of the nursing homes as we can and get them into a good apartment and let the state provide the health care and all that, and while you're at it, get a couple of your friends to raise money for the Volunteer Plus so the state won't have to pay the whole bill. You see, we'll help the state, Governor, if you'll help us.
That's right.
You know, you have. He's got some wealthy friends who are celebrities. Why doesn't he reach out to them and help us get this Volunteer Plus idea off the ground and get people out? Start with the people that are on programs.
That's right.
There's a good start. So that's our proposal, and it stands. But, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay.
Yeah.
And it's so true. I mean, you look at history.
Yeah.
It's happened so many times. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Talking tonight about all the different reasons why the governor should quit and resign, and at the same time try to help people who are trapped in these nursing homes. When somebody takes your money and your apartment and tries to get your house, you're trapped. Where are you going to go?
Yeah.
You know, I've had people tell me who in a nursing home, I've had people say to me, I'd rather live on the street than
stay
here.
That's right.
That doesn't say much. That doesn't say much for the nursing homes.
No, it doesn't.
So it's a horrible situation.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, the politicians have shown time and time again that they don't care about us.
That's
true. You know, even with Senator Boyle, and he's not a bad guy. The governor's
right.
not accessible. At least Senator Boyle is a senior senator in this state. At least he's accessible.
Right.
You know, we
That's
have
right.
his cell number. We can call him up. We can talk to him. He's never really done anything for Inner Sight.
But he's accessible. He'll listen.
But at least he talks to you. You know?
Right.
The governor won't even come on the phone to talk a few minutes. I mean,
right.
he's no better than anybody else. And especially when you
That's
call
true,
up.
But he seems to think. Yes.
When you call up to try to be friends and ask him, you know, could you help us help these people forget about the past? I wasn't going to bring up the past. I don't even want to talk about it. I called,
right.
Inner Sight called to try to get him.
I called.
To do something. You know,
we
and
both
he wouldn't
called.
Even talk to us.
That's right.
So
we didn't even call. We all called, and we didn't get anywhere, nowhere at all.
Yeah, I mean,
personally, just personally, in regards to my mom, and nothing. I got nothing.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people called with anger and left them angry messages and all that, and wanted to bash them and all that. We didn't call for that purpose.
Nope, I didn't call that way.
You know.
But guess what? It no matter what, he didn't respond. You know,
no,
that's where the problem was.
That alone doesn't make him a good governor, because if he was. He would say, look, Phil, the governor, what
right.
can I do to help you?
That's right.
You know, that would be the response.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
I'm still the
and
governor.
And maybe he would say, look.
I'm sorry, whatever.
Maybe he would say, look, I can't do it right now, but I'm going to give you the number of my celebrity friend, whichever one it is. Tell her I told you to call. And could she please help? You see what I'm saying?
Like that, yeah.
He wouldn't even have to be involved.
Right.
He's worried about publicity right now. But he didn't even do that.
No.
He has friends
yep.
that could help
yeah.
get these people out of nursing homes.
Certainly does.
And start this Volunteer Plus, and the state could save money on that.
Man.
So he won't even help the state through Inner Sight.
Nope.
So what does it come down to? He doesn't care about the taxpayers either.
Nope.
People that are paying taxes to keep these nursing homes. Inner Sight wanted
Which
to help
terrible.
Some of those people.
Yeah.
And he put that down too.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it, world. We call for Andrew Cuomo's resignation with good reason. We've given you numerous reasons. You know, and I'm sure that a lot of people who know him personally could probably think of some other reasons that we don't know about.
Yeah.
So, I don't expect him to resign. You know, he's not going to. He's a stubborn Italian, and I understand that.
Sorry.
I am too.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's a Calabrese, but you know, they have a hard head.
Are you Calabrese?
Yeah, I'm a Calabrese. You know. So, yes, people who need help in these nursing homes, a lot more people are going to die. I got something to tell you. Don't think they're not.
Yes, they are. Yes, they
people
are.
People die in nursing homes every day.
Yes, they do.
You
but
don't
I think
hear about
more
it.
People are going to die. Ow. Sorry.
You don't hear about it because the agencies don't talk about these people.
They don't let you know.
They don't honor these people. We're trying to honor one right now through Newsday.
That is the best thing that you have done. I tell you that. I love it. My mom is looking down and trying to give luck to Innocite, I tell you. Here,
well,
go on.
We're going to give it our best.
Tara and Joe,
why aren't the agencies for the disabled honoring
doing
people
it?
In nursing homes?
They don't.
I mean, put the money up. And we'll honor people by getting them out.
That's right.
That's the best way you could honor somebody.
Yeah.
That's the best news story. You know, and get them out in such a way that they don't have to answer to the state or be dependent on the state.
Yeah.
Because that's the quickest way to go back in.
Yeah. Sure is.
See, we want to protect people from going back in.
That's
and prevent
right.
them from going back in. Two things right there. Preventative
and
you protect
want to
them
something?
When they get out.
Now, Stanley recently, I'm not going to mention who, told me that she wanted to go into an assisted living when she turns a certain age.
Well, let her. She's a stupid
I looked
ass.
At her. Wait. I looked at her, and she was trying to say to me, why aren't you thinking that way? I gave her, must have given her the look that if looks could kill, it would have killed her flat.
She's obviously a stupid jackass who went to school and believes everything she read in the book.
Somewhat. I don't think all of it. I think she needs proof. She does.
Some of the dumbest, stupidest people in the world have big degrees. Do you know that?
Yeah, I know.
I go with, I'm a great fan of Enrico Caruso, the greatest tenor in the world. Never
yeah,
went
you
to
didn't
school,
have...
never took a voice lesson. And I read his biography by his wife, Dorothy, and some guy back then who was a great voice teacher, you know, learned and all that, went to the big school, told him, oh, you have no voice. You'll never be a singer. So there's
yeah,
the stupidity that you encounter when you don't have the sense of a horse. Horse sense.
Horse sense,
what
yeah.
it's called. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he said this to me. I said, do you know anything about what you're saying? I said that because I didn't feel like she did.
I would have said to her, why the hell don't you go now? Get out of my house. Good. Go now. What are
so
you waiting
I
for? Why do you want
down.
To wait? Go, why don't you go in there now? That's what I would say.
So my husband says in the car, get her, right? She wants to go in there. And she has a boyfriend, nonetheless. What is the boyfriend going to say and do? Where's he going? In the same facility?
She's
going to
bring him with her. With him.
That's it.
She's going to bring a boyfriend with her.
That's
and
right.
And she thinks,
and
wait
I'm
a minute,
like,
she thinks they're going to get a room together. Boy, she doesn't know. That's
right. That's why I was
They'll
nervous.
Put him in one ward, one side of town,
right.
She'll be in the other.
And it'll be West Side Story. 6 o'clock after you eat dinner, you're going to have West Side Story.
Got a boyfriend and that's her outlook of life? Damn.
Yeah. And she didn't understand why I would have wanted.
Crazy.
I said, you're not getting it. I don't want people controlling my life. Period. End of story. And then she got so frustrated. She went into the bathroom and had to take breathing in and out. I said, good. Go breathe in and out in the bathroom. It's got nice, clean air in it.
Yeah, and get rid of your diarrhea and get the hell out of here. All right, in a sight. We could do a Follies on this tomorrow night.
I know. You are going to. I'm preparing myself. And I might very well.
All right,
well
in a sight. 213-816-1650 and definitely calling
the cousin
for...
that hasn't seen me in 10 years.
Yeah, definitely calling for Governor Cuomo to resign.
Yes.
After trying to befriend him and you know with a good background, having been friends with Mario and Mario helping my life to be safe, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You would think he would at least talk to me.
That's right.
You know, how are you? Thank you for calling me. You know, anything. You know?
I appreciate you wanting to help me, but I'm stuck with, you know, the lawyer situation. I can't say anything to you. Whatever.
Yeah.
He could have called you out
of
that.
You know, and I would have said, Andy, can you get one of your celebrities to help us get people out?
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be involved. I would have said that to him.
Right. Yeah.
In honor of your dad, could you, you know?
Yeah.
You know, we'll do it in honor of Mario.
Yeah.
You know? That would make him look a lot better if he did that. You know that?
Yes, it would.
That make him look a lot better.
That he made, it would make him acknowledge that he made a mistake and then correct.
Well, he
him.
Doesn't even have
That's
to acknowledge that. I wouldn't even ask him about that. Forget
no,
about
no,
that.
No, no, no. By his action, Frank. He would acknowledge
I wouldn't
it by his
even address. That's going to be a legal thing. I wouldn't even address that. I would simply let the celebrity friends do it.
Yeah.
And we'll do it in the name of Mario Cuomo.
Or even in the name of Rosie, too.
Yeah. Anyway, Inner Sight. I will be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies. Tomorrow night on the Funnies, Inner Sight Live, 8 to 9. And I want to thank all our listeners. I want to thank our new friend Daniel for helping with the news release. And, of course, Mark.
Yes. Oh, I appreciate
at
that.
Newsday. And we go forward with or without the help of the governor. We go forward.
Yeah.
All right. And to all those who refuse to help the disabled, I remind you, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay.
Mm-hmm. Amen. We will.
Thank you. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. See you tomorrow night. We'll have some fun. And thank you so much for being with us. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Thank you. Inner Sight. Thanks, Suzanne, co-host and engineer. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.